Trounced, Donald Trump rips Nikki Haley after she refused to endorse him. By Wendell Hasebo on March 6, 2024. Former President Donald Trump slammed former presidential candidate Nikki Haley on Truth Social for being trounced on Super Tuesday after she refused to endorse him the following day. Trump's post shows just how combative feelings remain between the pair. Nikki Haley got trounced last night, in record-setting fashion, despite the fact that Democrats, for reasons unknown, are allowed to vote in Vermont and various other Republican primaries, Trump said. Trump won 14 out of 15 primaries on Super Tuesday. In total, Haley spent more than $114 million during her Republican primary bid against Trump to only win Vermont and Washington, D.C., Federal Election Commission, FEC. Data from the latest report on February 2 shows, as Breitbart News reported. Haley accepted donations from Democrats, including Democrat billionaire donor Reid Hoffman, co-founder of LinkedIn. More than 75% of the money she raised during the campaign was from large donors, Open Secrets figured. Much of her money came from radical left Democrats, as did many of her voters, almost 50%, according to the polls, Trump continued. At this point, I hope she stays in the race and fights it out until the end. I'd like to thank my family, friends, and the great Republican Party for helping me to produce, by far, the most successful Super Tuesday in history. And would further like to invite all of the Haley supporters to join the greatest movement in the history of our nation. Biden is the enemy, he is destroying our country. Make America great again. Trump will now focus on facing President Joe Biden in November. The rematch will be one of the longest campaigns in presidential history. Haley's failure to endorse Trump gave Biden an opportunity to try to divide the Republican Party. Donald Trump made it clear he doesn't want Nikki Haley's supporters. I want to be clear, there is a place for them in my campaign, Biden said in a Wednesday statement. I know there is a lot we won't agree on. But on the fundamental issues of preserving American democracy, on standing up for the rule of law, on treating each other with decency and dignity and respect, on preserving NATO and standing up to America's adversaries, I hope and believe we can find common ground. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.